Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our discovery unit for today. And today we're talking about the conquerors. Are we talking about the Spanish conquistadors going into the Americas and taking over Central and South America? Or are we talking about other European powers going out and conquering India and places like that? No, we're actually talking about animals doing this.
Animals conquering, huh?
Yeah.
So animals or insects going to a land that really doesn't belong to them and taking over.
Exactly.
Interesting.
That's what a conqueror does, overcomes and takes control of a place, usually by military force.
Yeah, by an army.
By an army, that's right. But here we're talking about animals. We're talking about what is called introduced species, which you may have heard of when animals from one part of the world go to another part and basically cause big problems because those animals aren't supposed to be there.
They're not native to that place, right?
That's right. And there are countless examples of this going on all the time. Here in Taiwan, for example, there are a number of birds that have been introduced, and they are causing problems for some of the local bird species here.
Wow.
I think there's a mainland version of the euhina or something that's wiping out the local Taiwan euhina, etc. There are other examples, but today we're going to be restricted to the animals that this Discovery Channel program introduces to us. We're talking about, caterpillars and fire ants and all sorts of fun
stuff. Lionfish.
Lionfish. I think we all know what these animals are, and they are very interesting to talk about. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. In the wild, there is a natural circle of life. Animals are born, give birth to offspring, and eventually pass away. Over time, a certain balance is achieved to ensure diversity in the ecosystem. However, every once in a while, a foreign species is introduced to the equation, and it turns everything on its head. These creatures will eat, kill, and lay waste to this new land that they are alien to. Animal Planet's astonishing four-part series, The Conquerors, profiles some of these seemingly harmless creatures that have invaded foreign territory and wreaked havoc. Each episode is dedicated to one of the following conquerors: the king crab, the pine processionary caterpillar, the lionfish, and the fire ant. These creatures are responsible for the fastest animal invasions in recent decades, which makes them the most successful invaders on Earth. In their native habitats, these creatures form part of the ecological balance. Yet once they are introduced by humans into new territories, they wipe out other species, monopolize food supplies, and can be fiercely territorial. This ultimately poses a threat to the existing biodiversity. What is the secret to their successful takeovers? The scientific community is still seeking answers to these questions. Through numerous studies, researchers have discovered that some invaders have a genetic advantage or a social structure that helps them establish dominion over their new turf. The Conquerors follows researchers as they reveal the biological advantages of these exceptional species and some methods to control their frightening expansion.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about these conquerors. In the wild, there is a natural circle of life. Animals are born. They give birth to their offspring or their babies and eventually pass away. That's the circle of life. You're born, you live, and then you die. Well, if you have offspring, it can refer to a person's children, but it can also refer to an animal's babies, their offspring. You give birth to your offspring, and then it says, eventually these animals pass away. Pass away is just a more polite way to talk about someone dying or a thing dying. Here we're talking about animals, of course.
And over time, as time goes forward, a certain balance is achieved, and we have that balance to ensure diversity in the ecosystem. So we've got this balance between animals, how many animals there are of each species, not one is dominating, This happens oftentimes in governments. We have a balance. All sectors of the population are represented. Republicans and Democrats are in roughly equal numbers. That's a balance here. So here in nature, we have this balance to ensure that diversity, and diversity means we have a lot of different things, which is good. If you have one thing dominating something, it causes trouble.
I could say Taiwan has a lot of diversity in its plant life. Sometimes I think there are more types of plants here than other islands I've been to.
Sure.
So diversity is really good, especially in the ecosystem. The ecosystem includes everything in a particular environment. It includes living things like plants and animals and things that aren't living as well, like rocks and soil and sunlight and water. All of these things make up our ecosystem. Well, every once in a while just means sometimes,
occasionally.
Not often, but occasionally, a foreign species is introduced to the equation. Now, here we're not talking about math, guys. I know that a lot of you know what an equation is, 1 plus 1 equals 2. Here we talk about bringing something into an already complicated situation. Maybe helping a troubled teenager is more difficult when drugs are part of the equation. It means you're already dealing with several things, and then you add something else in, and it makes it even more difficult. Well, to keep an ecosystem running well is not easy, but once a foreign species comes in, some animal or insect that really shouldn't be there, it turns everything on its head. If you turn something on its head, it means you change something completely. You kind of upset the balance, you could say.
Yeah, it turns everything on its head, and these creatures will do all sorts of things. They will eat, they will kill, and they will lay waste to this new land that they are alien to. To lay waste to something just means to totally destroy something, like bombers during World War II laid waste to Tokyo and Berlin and places like that. And, of course, if you're alien to a certain place, that's a verb phrase, to be alien to something. That means you don't really belong there. I guess Stephanie and myself are alien to Taiwan. Not so much anymore because we've been here for so many years, but I guess when you first get here, you would be alien to that place.
Yeah, you're considered foreigners by the people who are native to that area. Animal Planet's got a four-part series that's described here as being astonishing. If something's astonishing, it's completely surprising, maybe even a little shocking. It's called The Conquerors, as we mentioned, and it profiles some of these seemingly harmless creatures. They seem seemingly harmless. If you just look at them, you think, oh, what kind of trouble could they cause? They're just bugs. They're just insects. But they really are they're harmful, you could say. If you profile something, you kind of give a brief description about something. You describe it. You give more information so people are more familiar with something. A lot of times magazines will do profiles of famous people. They'll talk about their background and who they are and how they became famous, things like that. Here they're going to give you some information about what we used to think were harmless creatures, but they've discovered that they really have a lot of power because they're able to invade other territories and wreak havoc.
To invade means that an armed force, usually an army, just goes into some area and takes it over, conquers that area. So these creatures have invaded foreign territory, foreign areas, foreign lands, and they have wreaked havoc. Here, wreak havoc just means to cause all sorts of trouble. The verb to wreak means to cause a bad situation, and it is most often used with the word havoc, which means chaos, a very disorderly situation. It just causes all sorts of problems and turns everything on its head.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about how they actually divide up the program. They've got different episodes, as you know, on TV. Each week, a particular program will have an episode that focuses on one particular subject, you could say. Each episode in this particular program, the series called The Conquerors, they are dedicating each episode to one of the following conquerors. We've got the king crab, the pine processionary caterpillar, the lionfish, and the one I hate the most is the fire ants.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, you know what crabs are. They come from the sea. Pine is a type of tree. Processionary is something that moves in a procession. A procession is kind of an organized group or line of people, usually vehicles that move together slowly. So I guess they line up behind each other and just walk in a straight line behind each other.
I guess, yeah.
Caterpillars, as you know, are these small creatures. They kind of look like a worm. They've got lots of legs, and they eventually change into a butterfly or a moth. And then we've got the lionfish. It's a really brightly colored scorpion fish that lives in the tropical Pacific Ocean. They've got venom in their spines of the fins that they have. Those are dangerous. And the fire ant is an ant that if it stings you, it hurts like crazy.
Yeah, you're from Arizona, right? They've got fire ants down there, right? I've heard of them being down in that part of the U.S. Actually, there were fire ants in Taiwan at some point, but hey, I think they controlled their invasion. Good for the local government here. And these creatures are responsible for the fastest animal invasions in recent decades. And that makes them the most successful invaders on Earth, even more than Hitler. Okay, so these creatures are responsible for this. To be responsible means that you're the person to blame. The cause is from you, so they're responsible for this. It's not like they're going to take responsibility and say, oh, we're sorry that we invaded your land and ate all your food. We'll give it back to you. I hope you can forgive us. No, they're just going to keep on doing what they do best. And yes, these are fast animal invasions in recent decades. Decades, of course, a period of 10 years. And that makes them very successful, which makes them means, as a result of what we talked about before, this is what happened.
Wow. Well, we're not finished telling you about these pretty fierce conquerors. We're first, though, going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to continue.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 从今天开始，连续两天，我们要来看的是有关于物种入侵的一系列节目的介绍。首先来看到在第一段的第三个句子提到Over time, a certain balance is achieved to ensure diversity in the ecosystem. 在一段时间的洗礼过后呢，其实所有的大自然跟生命都会达到一定的平衡，来确保生态系统的多样性。在这里提到的 diversity 就是很热门所谈到的多样性。所以如果提到某人有多方面的兴趣，你就可以说 a great diversity of interests。而曾经大考也考过生物多样性，在等一下的文章你也会看到，就是可以写成 biodiversity。在后面句子继续提到 However, every once in a while, a foreign species is introduced to the equation and it turns everything on his head. 在这样子的时候呢，每隔一段时间 every once in a while, 就会有一些外来的物种加入这种平衡，彻底的改变了这种状况。如果我们说 turn 或者是 stand something on its head, 指的就是翻转或者是提出完全相反的观点的意思。我们常说啊，爱因斯坦的理论颠覆了数学界，你就可以说 Einstein's theories turned mathematical world on its head。在这一段的后面提到Animal Planet's astonishing four-part series, The Conquerors, profiles some of these seemingly harmless creatures that have invaded foreign territory and wreaked havoc. 在这里呢，就要提到动物星球频道这四集物种入侵的系列节目呢，就会介绍这一些看起来无害Seemingly harmless, 但是却入侵其他地区并且造成浩劫的生物。首先我们要看到 profile 在这里当作是动词，解释成为简介、概述或者是剖析的意思。同样的字呢，也可以当作是名词，指的是形象跟姿态。我们常说要保持低调，你就可以说 keep a low profile。 而这里动词 invade 则是有侵略的意思咯。第一个我们首先要看到的呢，是这些为什么被称为是入侵者呢？在第二段前面的句子提到， These creatures are responsible for the fastest animal invasions in recent decades, which makes them the most successful invaders on Earth.这些动物，我们会介绍帝王蟹、松翼带鹅毛虫、狮子鱼跟火蚁呢，他们进行了这数十年以来最快的动物入侵，使他们成为地球上最成功的入侵者。这里使用了一个片语 be responsible for， 解释成为造成怎么样的结果，或者是作为怎么样的缘由。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be back.
Okay, let's continue talking about the conquerors, these introduced...creatures, introduced species that are invading parts of the world and taking over these ecosystems, causing problems, wreaking havoc, etc. And again, we've got these four programs on Discovery, actually Animal Planet. We're talking about the king crab, the pine processionary caterpillar, the lionfish, and the fire ant. And in their native habitats, these creatures form part of the ecological balance. So, yes, if they're where they're supposed to be,their native habitat, things are okay. They've got a balance there. They've got other creatures that can control their populations and stuff like that. So these are their native habitats. Habitat just refers to where a creature lives, basically the natural home or environment of an animal or of a plant. I guess, like elephants, their natural habitat is in Africa, if they're African elephants, for example. Mm-hmm. And yes, in those places, they're part of the ecological balance.
Well, what happens is that these little creatures are introduced by humans into new territories. So I guess we could say we can blame people for causing this imbalance. It's people that bring these little creatures into new areas of the world. A territory is just a particular area of land.Well, people are bringing these little insects in, and what happens is once they're in an alien territory, a place that's far away from their native habitat, they tend to wipe out other species. If you wipe something out, it means you kill or destroy something completely. I could say, you know, we've had some really heavy rains lately that have wiped out some crops this year.
Oh, no.
Seems like every time it's typhoon season...The rains and floods are so heavy, our crops are wiped out, and vegetable prices go up. So you can wipe out if you're on a skateboard and take a tumble and fall down and maybe hurt your arm or your knee. You can wipe out on a bike. But here it means to kill or destroy something completely.
Yes, and so they wipe out other species. They also monopolize food supplies, which means one particular group or one particular company controls everything, like they were worried about some Microsoft, monopolizing the computer industry or software, so they had some laws to try to get them to spread things out. And so, yes, they totally control the food supplies, and they can also be fiercely territorial. If you're territorial, that means...You are very concerned about the land that you own, and you protect it, and you fight to protect it and keep invaders away.
Dogs are very territorial. If another dog comes into your yard, I remember seeing this when I was a kid, if you have a dog in your yard and a strange dog comes by, wow, your dog will go crazy because he doesn't want that animal in his land, in his territory.So they'll really fight to keep control of the area that they believe is theirs, that they control. So these animals can be fiercely territorial.
Is that why dogs pee on trees? Because they're territorial?
I heard that, yeah.
I always wondered why they do that.
Yeah.
And, of course, this ultimately, in the end, finally, poses a threat to the existing biodiversity. So it may not happen today, it may not happen tomorrow, but ultimately, in the end... this is what's going to happen. To pose a threat just means to be a threat to the existing biodiversity. So, yes, if you have these animals coming in and taking over and doing all this stuff, eventually they will threaten the biodiversity of the area and the environment will change.
When you see this verb pose, it doesn't mean that you're standing up and assuming a sort of position with your body that's posing for a photograph. Here it means you're just creating something. You can pose a question. If you're in class and your professor is lecturing to you, he might want to pose a question to his students that you can answer. So it creates a problem. It creates a threat is what we're saying. And, of course, biodiversity is important because we have to have lots of different kinds of plants and animals that are all existing together in an environment so that we don't have problems with that particular area of land.
Now, here's the question in the next paragraph. What is the secret to their successful takeovers?
I think you just posed a question, Tom.
I certainly did. I'm not posing a threat. I'm posing a question here. Yeah, what's the secret to their successful invasions or conquering or takeovers? A takeover here just refers to when you take control of something. We often talk about companies taking over other companies.
Uh-huh.
That's actually a verb phrase, to take over. But here the noun form is a takeover. It was a successful takeover of another business.
Yeah, if a company comes in and maybe buys up all the stock of another company, can be a hostile takeover, something they didn't invite. Well, the scientific community is still seeking answers to these questions. If you seek something, you look for it with a lot of effort. So they're not really sure. They're, of course, doing a lot of research, which is what scientists like to do. They're doing studies. So through numerous studies or a lot of studies, these scientists or researchers have discovered that some invaders have a genetic advantage. When you talk about someone's genetic advantage, you're talking about their genes. There's something in their DNA that makes them more powerful, that makes them have certain advantages over other people or other bugs. They also have social structures that help them establish dominion over their new turf. You know, a lot of animals have different kinds of social structures. They may not have families like people do, but sometimes some of these animals hang out in groups. Like dogs like to hang out in packs.
Yeah.
And dolphins like to hang out together. And bees have social structures.
Sure, the queen, the workers, etc., the
yeah.
drones. And so, yes, they have this social structure that makes them more powerful, so they are therefore able to establish dominion over their new turf. Dominion just means control of a certain area. We all want to have dominion in our countries, for example. And turf, again, this is just another word for territory, although we often talk about this in an informal way, like street gangs in New York have their turf, have their area. If somebody else comes in, they get in these big fights.
Yeah, it's true. It's definitely more of an informal word, more slang sometimes. A place where you feel like you can control it or it feels like home to you. This is my turf. I like to hang out here. The Conquerors, this series, follows researchers. So they actually go with the scientists as they're doing these studies, and they watch how the researchers reveal the biological advantages of these exceptional species. So they're trying to show you why it is these particular species, the four at least that we're studying here, why they're exceptional, why they're able to become conquerors. If you're exceptional, you're very, very special. And if someone calls you exceptional, I would take that as a very, very nice compliment.
Right. That's from the word exception, which means li wai in Chinese. And we don't want exceptions. Everybody's supposed to follow the rules, but everybody thinks they're an exception. I don't have to follow the rules like everybody else does. Or you have rules, but there's one exception. If this is the case, then you don't have to follow the rule, for example. But exceptional, again, means very unique, very special.
Yeah, you're not ordinary.
Exactly. So these are exceptional species. I suppose we should admire them in some ways.
Uh-huh.
But we do need to control their frightening expansion. Something's frightening when it's very scary. Last year, I went to a Halloween party. Somebody was dressed up like a zombie, and it was very frightening. I was scared out of my shoes.
Really?
I went running down the street. Mommy, Mommy, help me. The zombie's trying to get me. It was very scary, very frightening.
Oh, I don't think zombies are that scary. You must like the TV program called The Walking Dead, which is all about zombies. Okay, so frightening or scary, very similar words. Expansion means just becoming bigger or making something bigger. So if you want to expand something, you enlarge it, you make it a lot much bigger than it used to be, much larger. So we're kind of trying to find methods to control the species from expanding or taking over new territories where they don't belong. I don't know if they're going to be successful, but at least they're studying it and trying to come up with some solutions to this potential problem.
Hopefully they can come up with some solutions to this problem and we won't have all these species taking everything over. We certainly don't want to have those fire ants coming back to Taiwan, destroying the local ecosystem. That is terrible. So thank goodness this TV show is going to show us about these things. And in our next program, we'll talk about these other creatures, the king crab of Kamchatka, the lionfish, and others. So please join us then when we talk about that. But before we say goodbye today, we'd like to hear once again from our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到在第二段后面的句子提到 Yet, once they are introduced by humans into new territories, they wipe out other species,monopolize food supplies and can be fiercely territorial. 这里讲到呢，这些外来的入侵者一旦呢被人类带到新的地区之后 ，they wipe out other species. Wipe out 指的就是彻底的消灭跟摧毁的意思。他们呢会使得其他的物种灭绝之外，还有 monopolize food supplies.Monopolize 指的就是独占或者是垄断，它会垄断食物的来源，而且呢还有着极强的地域性 ，can be fiercely territorial， 这就是它们造成生态多样性威胁的一个原因之一。接着我们来看到第三段后面提到，透过研究人员的调查。他们发现这些入侵的物种是有着他们一些的特色跟社会的结构，所以在中间的句子提到 Through numerous studies, researchers have discovered that some invaders have a genetic advantage or a social structure that helps them establish dominion over their new turf.这里的 dominion 指的就是统治管辖 ，a turf 则是指他们的势力范围。最后一句提到 ，the conquerors follows researchers as they reveal the biological advantages of these exceptional species and some methods to control their frightening expansion.透过这样子呢，可以揭露这些独特物种的生物优势，以及控制它们惊人扩展的一些方法。这里面的 expansion 当作名词，指的就是扩张、扩展的意思。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Come back for day two of our discussion about these pretty amazing species we're calling the conquerors. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.